All right. Well, we got two more things we want to do this morning. And this service has packed a lot of things into it. And I want to share the last part of my message that I started last week. And also, this is the Sunday that we want to commission and bid farewell to Mike and Tammy Solja. And they're leaving to minister in Thailand and human trafficking and much more. And so they're going to come up and share a little bit. We're going to pray for them. But let's launch right now into the last part of this message. Hopefully you picked up a sheet when you came in. We talked last week about remembering three things, starting in 1 Thessalonians 1:3. There's three main things you need to keep in mind and keep remembering. And this is what it says. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father. And so last week, we just took the first three main things that it said to remember. And that was to remember a work, to remember a labor, and to remember patience. And if you remember last week, we talked about the work. God has called us all to a work, which is a significant achievement. God has a mission for every one of you. He really does. He's designed you perfectly for that mission. You need to remember that you are designed for a work, something significant, something that's going to last for eternity. You are called to that. Secondly, a labor. While you're doing that work, you're going to have a physical and mental exertion that's difficult and exhausting. Now, you need to remember it when you're in the middle of it because you're going to want to give up. But you need to remember that there is a labor. And then thirdly, there is a patience that needs to be laid hold of in the midst of this. And patience, the definition, exhibiting calm endurance in the midst of pain, difficulty, provocation, and annoyance. Did you ever experience any of those things? Well, the Bible says you need to remember that while you're doing this great work and it's causing you to be exhausted, that there's going to come all these things into it. And he said you need to have patience, which is an inner peace and an outward composure as you're going through it. I put this paragraph together. Remember to live your life for a significant purpose, enduring the exhaustion and frustration of the endeavor, while maintaining an inner peace and outward composure. Those three things you need to remember. Your life will be so much more meaningful and peaceful and joyful and fulfilling if you remember those three things. Now, I want to move on today and talk about three points of focus. Three points of focus as you're doing this. Because it wasn't just a work. It was a work of faith. It wasn't just a labor. It was a labor of love. And it's not just a patience, but it's a patience of hope. And when I mentioned last week that I was reading in my devotion this verse and it stood off the page and I couldn't get away from it, it was not just the work and the labor and the patience part, but it was a work of faith, a labor of love, and a patience of hope. And so the work and the labor and the patience is the goal, the final product. This is what we want, a work. We want to have labor. We want to have patience. But what is the source? What's the means to do it? And we find here, it's faith, love, hope. Those words sound familiar to you? Well, 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, "And now abide faith, hope, love, these three." And so as Paul boils down our Christian walk in 1 Corinthians 13. He says there's an element of faith, an element of hope, element of love. We see these words now in 1 Thessalonians, where he says it's a work of faith, labor of love, and a patience of hope. So let's look at that. The first thing is a work of faith. We all do work. We all are endeavoring, involved in some kind of project. Sometimes it's small, sometimes it's large. But as I said, God has a project for you. Now listen, that project involves faith. Significant achievements are only produced by faith. You can spend your time on a lot of projects, and to this temporal realm, we could say, hey, that's pretty significant. But it only has significance in the eyes of God and only has eternal value if it is not involved with your faith in God. And so the focus has to come when I want to do a great work, I want my life to count, I want to have significance, it's going to come back to faith. Your focus has to come back to God. When you see what God has for you, He will reveal to you that work that He has for you to do. Now, this is what just simply going to look at the definition of faith. Firm belief and trust in the authority and ability of another, rather than upon one's own knowledge, reason, or judgment. So any great work that you're going to do is going to have an element of faith in God and something beyond yourself. Usually we think about work. I've got to do some work. But this is a work of faith. So the focus, if you want to say, okay, God, I want to do this work, what should your focus be? Faith. Build up your faith. Faith in God. Your belief in God. Praying for God's purposes to be revealed in your life. This is what it's all about. And when you do that, automatically the work will be produced out of your faith. It's not that I got to struggle to do a great work. No, it's a work of faith. And we are to strengthen our faith, fight the good fight of faith. Here's what it says in James 2, 17 and 18. Balancing this whole thing of faith and works. Thus, also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Faith that doesn't have works is really not true faith. It's a dead faith. Faith that is alive will produce the work. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. In other words, it's showing this emphasis that if you will focus on your faith in God, you will achieve something great for the kingdom of God. The last statement in this, you cannot produce eternal achievement apart from faith. I hope I've inspired you to look to God, to exercise your faith, be around other people that are faithful and have faith. Courage yourself, because your work will come out of your faith. Here's the second one. I'm going to move quickly here. Labor of love. It's a labor of love. Sacrificial efforts are only produced by love. Definition of love? Giving unselfishly to the needs of others without desiring personal recognition or reward. Now, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. I mean, that's what we need. We need love to do this. Here's the best illustration I can give of you, a mother's love. What do mothers sacrifice? What kind of labor and toil do they expend? Bearing a child, raising a child, keeping the home. I mean, someone made a list of what it would cost to hire a mother if you just, it's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. But why does a mother do it? Because of love. And if you want to maintain a labor that, as we said earlier, is going to be physical and mental exertion and exhaustion, and it's very difficult, if it doesn't have love, it's not going to be able to be maintained. In fact, the last point I made in your notes in this, you cannot sustain sacrificial effort apart from love. You can do it for a time. You might even maintain doing it for a while. But you will not have a peace in your heart. You will be saying, well, why doesn't someone appreciate what I'm doing? I mean, someone should recognize this. And you become, if you're not careful, you can do it. If you're doing it without love, you become resentful. Why does someone help me? Why am I expected to do all this? I've done my part. Someone else should do their part. Wherever your labor drifts away from a joy, realize you've lost your love. And the focus is not just trying to, I've got to do better, I got to do more, I got to keep doing this. I've a duty and willpower. It will not sustain. And even if you do it, it won't profit you because you all these other things it produces in your heart. And you become resentful and bitter. Listen to what it says in 1 Corinthians 13. This is a powerful chapter. You're all familiar with it. Paul's talking about this kind of love. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. You could actually do it. And look at the list. I feed the poor. I do this. I do this. But he said, if it's not motivated by love, if it's not springing out of love, it's a self-effort. It's tainted. It has a feeling of self-righteousness. It very carefully can embitter you towards other people who are not doing what you're doing. The only thing that will sustain an ongoing sacrificial effort is love. I'm doing it because I love this person. I'm doing it for love of God, and I'm loving the cause, and I'm doing it. And here's, if you want to maintain and remember the labor, you've got to focus on love. And so it goes on and gives the list of this. Love suffers long and is kind. It doesn't suffer long and get resentful. It doesn't suffer long and grin and bear it. No, it's kind. There's a graciousness that comes out of a service that's based on love. There's no taint to it. It's pure. It's coming out of a love, and everybody knows it. And you're doing it continually because it's flowing out of your love, not out of your duty. This is a powerful truth, that your labor needs to be sustained by love. It is a labor of love. So whenever you get frustrated, whenever you begin to feel these other things press in, whenever you begin to feel, okay, I'm not really kind about this. I just feel like I'm suffering here. Just realize, okay, I've moved off of love. I need to focus back on love because love will regenerate, replenish my labor. I'll just read it quickly here. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Listen, this kind of love never fails. What are you focusing on? And I'm encouraging, focus on faith in God. Live your life for His purposes. Desire that work He has for you. The labor you exert, you need to do it out of love for God. And if you'll do that, it'll be sustained. Love is sustained by what God prompts in your heart to do. Now listen, I'll just add this real quickly. I've heard people say, and I've said it, love is not a feeling, it's a decision. I don't really believe that anymore. It's not that it's not a feeling, it's a choice. It's both. And here's how I think it goes together. You choose to feel loving towards someone. Now, you can actually do that. You can choose. Not, okay, I've got to go. No, you choose to love. You choose to reach back into the reservoir and say, God, let me love this person like you love them. Help me to feel towards this person like you feel towards them. When you link into God's love, it will not only, it is a decision to do it, but it will produce a feeling that sustains it. And I have to leave it at that for the sake of time this morning. But I want you just to think about that. You can choose to feel love. Here's the last one. Patience of hope. Patience of hope. What's the definition of hope? The confident expectation that things are going to get better. What does patience overcome? Well, we said it already. In the midst of pain, difficulty, provocation, and annoyance, you have a calm inner peace and an outward composure. So here, let it be the trigger. Whenever you're losing your peace, whenever you're getting frustrated, whenever you're feeling provoked, whenever you're feeling annoyed. Now, this is a marvelous truth. The answer is, I got to pray for more. No, it comes out of something. The patience of hope. You've lost hope when you're getting annoyed. You feel it's not working out. It's not what I thought it would be. I'm not getting the help that I thought I would get. And all of these things start coming to the surface. You're feeling upset inside. And then you just try to muster, well, I got to serve God. I got to do it. I said I'd do it. God, I'm going to do this for you. And it's not a labor of love. You've lost your faith in God, but primarily you've lost hope. You don't see that this is all part of the process. God is working in this. You have to have a hope. No matter what I see right now, God is in control. Nothing's out of control because God is in control. And my hope is in God. Listen to the verse that's here in your notes. Romans 8:24. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with, here's this word again, perseverance, patience. Your out of your hope is coming perseverance and a patience, an inner peace, an outward composure. So again, I say, what's your focus? When you feel annoyed, when you feel provoked, rather than just blaming others or feeling, I got to muster more patience. Just stop and say, no, the thing that's producing it, I've turned away from. I've lost my hope. And that's producing all these other things. Because hope is producing your patience and your calmness and your kindness and your gentleness. It's all coming of that. Psalm 42:5 summarizes it. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. Hope in God. So these three great things, faith, hope, and love, are the things that are producing the work God wants you to have. Be able to maintain your labor through difficult times and keep an inner peace and an outward composure. Wow, these are three keys that when I read this verse, I just hadn't seen it so clearly before. And I thought, wow, I've been focusing on the wrong thing. I've been focusing on the work, or I need to be more patient, or I need to, and realize, you know, I got to go back to the source. These things are coming out of three fountainheads of faith, hope, and love. And I believe God will really help us to do this. Let me pray for us today. Father, we've quickly gone over these points. I hope, Lord, that it doesn't quickly go through our minds. I ask, Lord, that our hearts would reach out and lay hold of these truths. That as we wrestle with all of these negative things that come into our life, Lord, may our faith in you increase. May we hope more in you than in our own efforts. And may our love produce that inner drive that we give ourselves for you, to you and for others out of a love, a feeling of love that's surging through our being. So strengthen each person that's here right now. And may we lay hold of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I thought as I was just looking over these notes afresh this morning, I thought, wow, this message really is a good message for Mike and Tammy, because they are exemplifying everything we're talking about here. They had good jobs, working, part of a good church, they're living a nice life, if I could put it that way. But God has a call. God's got to work. Something is of significance. It's coming out of their faith in God. And they know, and we know, that as they begin to expend themselves, they're going to come up against a lot of difficulties, a lot of things that could try to discourage them. And it's going to be their love for God, their love for the Thai people, the young girls that are in the grip of debauchery, if we could put it that way. And it's that love that's going to drive them. And what's going to maintain their inner peace? You know what? God is going to work all of this out. I have a hope that our labor and our efforts are not in vain. God is working this. And really, they exemplify this message this morning. And I hope this message encourages them and all of us. I'm going to ask Mike and Tammy to come up right now. And they are going to share a little bit from their heart. Then we're going to pray for them. Would you show your appreciation for this couple?
Thank you, Pastor Ken. Yes, like he said, as he was preaching, a lot of those things resonated in my heart and mind. The work of faith, it's been a long journey for us. It's been 7 years, actually, since God called me to foreign missions specifically. I was actually reflecting on it this morning. It was 7 years today that I was coming home from Zambia, where God called me, Zambia, Africa, where God called me to foreign missions. And it was not only that, God worked prior to that, doing local ministry. Tammy had a similar experience as well. And then when God brought us together through marriage, we're like, God, where do we go? And then he then led us to the next steps of taking us to Thailand. We had a divine appointment with Rescue One Global in the airport. Then he progressed to 2019, where we did a 3-month trip to confirm that calling. And the steps just kept going. And so it was this journey of faith. You know, we were trusting God, what is the next step? And he kept bringing us to that next step. And then we know that the work there will take a lot of love. There's a lot of brokenness and hurt over there. But God has put a love for the Thai people in our hearts. And it's going to take a lot of work. And, you know, we have hope that God will work in their lives and restore them. We have seen it already with our teams in the USA and the Philippines, and we're going to expect God to do the same in Thailand. And so, but we know that journey.